Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Supplications, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our series entitled Prophetic Supplications. It is very important for the Muslim to stay humble. Our religion, our deen, our sharia encourages us to be humble and not to be arrogant. And there are many different hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which speaks about the reward of being humble. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Muslim, he said, "Wealth does not decrease because of charity, and Allah increases his slave in honor when he forgives others. And no one humbles himself before Allah, but Allah will raise him in status." Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he said regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's statement, "And no one humbles himself before Allah, but Allah will raise him in status," he said that this is understood in two ways. The first way is that Allah will raise him in status in this world and give him a status in people's hearts because of his humbleness, and give him a high status in people's eyes. That's the first way to understand this statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second way is that what is meant is his reward is in the hereafter, where his status will be raised because of his humility in this world. So we can see from that narration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that our sharia, our religion, encourages people to be humble. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they realized this. And whenever they were praised, they would respond in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was praised by someone, he would say the following: "Allahumma la tu'akhidni bima yaqulun, waghfir li ma la ya'lamun, waj'alni khayran mimma yadhunnun." Which means, "O Allah, do not take me to task for what they say. Forgive me for what they do not know, and make me better than what they think." Subhanallah. This supplication, which the companions used to say when they were praised, tells us that people do not understand the reality of other people. And when you are praised because of a certain action that you have done in this life, where people have seen you and they praise you for that action, you shouldn't feel happy. You shouldn't feel arrogant. And that is haram to feel arrogant. You should humble yourself. And you should have that fear that if someone praises me for an action that I've done in this life, it could mean that I have an element of riya showing off within my heart. And you should keep your heart under check. And you should examine your heart and say this dua to remind you that you should stay humble whenever you're praised. And that is a beautiful supplication which the companions used to make to keep their hearts checked, to stay humble whenever they're praised, because they know that no one knows the reality of a person except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you're praised, brothers and sisters, by your family member, by any other Muslim, anyone, then humble yourself and say that dua which the companions used to say. And always humble yourself in front of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you amongst people in this life and the hereafter. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.